Behar, Lindsey Graham denying systemic racism with tokenism is appalling. By Pam Kee on April 26, 2021. Joy Behar told her co-hosts Monday on ABC's The View that Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, denying America has systemic racism by referencing the elections of former President Barack Obama and Vice President Kamala Harris was really appalling. When asked if there is systemic racism in this country, Graham said, "No, not in my opinion. We just elected a two-term African-American president. The vice president is of African-American and Indian descent. So our systems are not racist." Behar said, "What's really appalling is Lindsey Graham, who says there's no systemic racism in this country. I mean, somebody needs to give Lindsey a globe to tell him which country he's living in. Is it possible for somebody to get dumber as they get older? I don't remember him being this bad when he was a younger guy. What the heck happened to this guy? First of all, systemic racism is not about tokenism. It's not about the vice president being black or the president being black. It's about what goes on in the lives of everyday people in this country. What we're talking about is redlining and housing discrimination. We are talking about employment discrimination. Remember that study they did a couple of years ago? If you have a name they think is ethnic, they will reject your application, won't call you back for a second interview? That is what you call systemic racism, voter suppression," she continued. "White privilege needs to be dealt with. These are the things. It has nothing to do with Kamala Harris being vice president. It's about the guy next door to you who couldn't move into the house because he's black and you live in a so-called white neighborhood. That is what systemic racism is about. And everything that follows from there, the school system, child care, employment, transportation, everything follows from there. I'm appalled by Lindsey Graham, appalled." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.